大卫的诗交于令长，用丝弦的乐器。显我唯一的神啊，我呼吁的时候求你应允我，我在困苦中你曾使我宽广，现在求你怜恤我，听我的祷告。你们这上流人啊，你们将我的尊荣变为羞辱，要到几时呢？你们喜爱虚妄，寻找虚假，要到几时呢？是啦，你们要知道，耶和华已经分别千乘人归于自己，求告耶和华，他必听我。你们应当畏惧，不可犯罪。在床上的时候，要心里思想，并要肃静。是啦，当献上公义的祭，又当倚靠耶和华。有许多人说，谁能指示我们什么好处？耶和华，求你扬起脸来，光照我们。你使我心里快乐，胜过那丰收五谷新酒的人。我心必安然躺下睡觉，因为独有你耶和华使我安然居住。我们感谢赞美神赐给我们这宝贵的话语。我们这时候就请杨传道上台来传讲今早的信息。他所要讲的题目是应当畏惧。
I greet all of you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我奉救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家来问安。
Today there's a lack of sensitivity to sin.
今天现今的时代对罪已经缺乏那当有的敏感性。
Oftentimes when a person sins, he doesn't feel remorse or regretful.
往往当有人犯罪的时候，他却是不会感觉到说不会忧伤，也不会感觉到有任何的伤感。
And that is because he doesn't understand who he has sinned against.
原因是他不知道他其实是得罪了谁。
When we sin, we are not just committing a crime in the land.
当我们犯罪的时候，我们不只是在地方上来犯了一些的律法。
It is not just an offense toward your fellow man.
也不只是冒犯冒犯其他的人。
But when we sin, we need to realize that we are sinning against God.
当我们犯罪的时候，我们必须了解，我们也必须知道，我们其实是得罪了神。
And this was what consumed David's thought and his mind in this psalm.
那这也是大卫在这首诗歌这首诗里面的整个的意念。
When he called upon the people to tremble before God and not to sin before God.
那他就呼吁人们就是来在神的面前就是来起这样的一个敬畏颤抖，那在神的面前来惧怕而不得罪冒犯神。
And this is where verse 4. In verse 4, David says, Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still, Selah.
那这也是第四节，这里告诉我们说，你们当畏惧，不可犯罪。在床上的时候，要心里思想，并要肃静。
And so this is what we want to consider this morning, to stand in awe with fear and trembling before God.
那这就是我们今早晨要来思想的，就是应当来畏惧我们带着一个惧怕的心来到神的面前。
Now, Psalm 4, that is Psalm number 4, is often regarded as an evening psalm.
那诗篇第四篇有许多人都把它看作是应该是晚间的这个 诗歌。
And it's considered to be a pair with Psalm number 3, where Psalm number 3 is regarded as a morning psalm.
那它是跟诗篇第三篇是成为一对。那诗篇第三篇啊是被称为是早晨的诗歌。
And this is a morning psalm because in verse 5 of Psalm 3, David says here, I laid me down and slept, I awake, for the Lord sustained me. So he was thinking upon the sustenance of the Lord when he wakes up.
那这首第四篇第三篇被称为是早晨的诗歌，那就因为是在第五节我们看到说，这里说我躺下睡觉，我醒着，耶和华保佑我。那这里他说到说他醒过来，那他就在那里思想神是怎么样的供应，神是怎样的维护着他。
And Psalm number 4 is regarded as the evening psalm because when you look at verse 8, David says, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety.
那诗篇第四篇之所以被称为是晚间的诗歌，那我们看第八节这边说，我必安然躺下睡觉，因独有你耶和华使我安然居住。
And these are the thoughts of David before he rests for the night.
那这也是在大卫就是在晚间入眠之前他的这些的思念。
And before he concludes for the night, there were many thoughts which troubled him.
当他在一天的结束在晚间的时候有许多的这些思虑都在困扰着他。
There were the enemies of God which distressed him.
那些神的仇敌就是把一些苦难来加给他。
He spoke of the ungodly which spoke falsehood against him.
那他提到一些不敬虔的人，他们是怎么样的来捏造事实来毁谤他。
So there were these thoughts that were filling his mind, and then how would he respond to these things before he closes for the night?
那就有这样的一些思虑，那在他脑海里面，他就在想他应该是怎么样的来处理这些。那这就在这晚间的时候，他就是来思想这些。
And this is where, in this psalm, interestingly, in verse 1, David first called upon the Lord.
那也在这首诗歌里面我们看到第一节有趣的就是让我们看到说在这里大卫就向神来呼吁。
And then from verse 2 to verse 5, David switches his attention to the unrighteous man.
那在
verse 5,
在第二到第五节那大卫就就是转移了焦点，就是在谈论到说这些不义的人。
And he calls them the sons of men.
那他就称他们为是人的就是人的儿女。
And then from verse 6 to verse 8, he then concludes again by focusing his attention on God.
那在第六到第八节他又转移这样的一个焦点。专注在神的身上。
And there he found comfort in the Lord.
在那里他在主里面找到了安慰。
Now it's very important for us because at times when we are so troubled in our minds, we cannot rest. What do we think about? What do we find to help us to have peace to sleep?
那这是很重要的。因为有的时候当我们遇到一些使我们困扰的事情的时候，那我们应当是去哪里来找到那平安，好叫我们能够安然来睡觉呢？
David looked to God, and then he looked at the troubles in this world, and then he renewed his perspective and his focus upon the Lord again.
大卫是先是就是仰望神，然后之后他看到他所面对的各样的这些困难考验，那之后他又回头来专注于神。
And this morning we want to look at the exhortations of David that it too can be a comfort to our hearts.
今天早晨我们就是要来看啊，大卫在这里的这些这样的一个劝勉，那让我们也能够从这里来就是得到心中所当得的这些安慰。
Because in the midst of David's thoughts, he says, "Stand in awe before God."
那因为在就是大卫他这样的在思想的当中，那他就说我们应当站在神的面前。
That is stand in awe in verse 4.
那就是在第四节他是说到说当畏惧。
To be trembling, to be fearful, and to recognize who God is.
那在那里带有的意思就是站立起来，那就是颤抖惧怕的来面对。
Now who are those who are called to stand in awe before God?
那谁是被呼吁被站立起来站在神的面前的呢？
In verse 2, the Bible now identifies these people to be the sons of men.
那在第二节那圣经就告诉我们说这些都是都是这些都是就是人啊。
And here he was addressing them. David was personally addressing these people.
那大卫就是在这里很就是个别的来就是针对这些人。
Because he now says that these people have slandered him. They have backbitten him.
那这里就说到说这些上流人他们是怎么样的就是羞辱他，怎么样的来伤害了他。
Where he says that they turn my glory into shame.
那在这里他就说到说他们就是把他的尊荣转为羞辱。
So they were somehow bringing false accusations against David.
那他们就是捏造了一些虚假的事情来伤害大卫。
And then he says that these people that surrounded him, they also loved vanity, and they would seek after leasing, that is lies.
那他也说到说，这些人他们也是喜爱一些虚妄、虚假的事情啊，这些都是一些谎言。
And how do we respond and react to this kind of murmurings and complainings and accusations that are against us?
那我们要怎么样的来应对这一些像这类的这些埋怨、这些投诉、这些就是用来攻击我们的一些虚假的言论呢？
Because while David was telling the people to stand in awe and sin not, I believe that this exhortation was also to himself.
那当大卫在这里就是呼吁他的听众说，你们当畏惧不可犯罪的时候，那我相信这也提到是他自己也应当是这样。
One of the things that brings a lot of restlessness to our hearts is our relationship with people.
那我们有一件事情是使到我们就是感到很不安的往往使到我们感到不安的就是我们跟人之间的关系。
And our relationship with people forms a big part of our life.
那我们与人的关系就占据我们人生的一大部分。
And do you not often feel even in your relationship with your closest friends that sometimes you are misunderstood?
那你有没有时常发觉到说就是你在你跟人的关系当中即使是你最亲密的一些朋友甚至是你会有产生一些误解。
And even your relationship with your families,Sometimes there can be so much conflict.
那甚至是你跟家人之间的这些关系有的时候是充满着许多的这些就是不平。
And oftentimes this kind of unhappiness and resentment is a result of their love for vanity.
那许多时候这些的事情的发生都是出自于因为他们喜爱一些虚假希望的事情。
When we read of how even family members, they end up fighting with one another, so many instances in the news, We see this kind of fighting.
我们也看报章，在一些新闻的报道当中，听到关于这一类像家庭之间的这些纠纷的事情，很多在家庭当中都勾心斗角的事情。
Is it not because of the greed that is in their heart?
这岂不是他们心中因为存着贪恋的缘故吗？
You can see so many stories of how when there are all this kind of fighting, it all begins with a covetous spirit.
那很多时候我们看这些的事情他们发生主要都是为着因为有贪婪之心这为起点而使到这些都发生了。
And then David goes on to say that they seek after lies.
那之后大卫又继续说他们寻找虚假。
And this is a word that means to deliberately search, to carefully plan for in line.
那这里带有这个意思，就是他们是刻意的在那边去寻找，去安排，去计划，要来欺骗人。
I'm sure if you have experience in life, even in working with people, have you not witnessed this kind of deliberate deceptions and lies?
我相信我们大家都经历过就是在生活中经历过这样的一些事情，就是有一些人他们就是刻意的就是制造一些的谎言来就是迷惑我们，来欺骗我们。
The environment in your workplace, do you not sometimes feel like you are walking in to this minefield of deception and lies?
那你在你的工作场合上，你岂不是常常有这样的感受你好像当你去到你工作场合时，就好像步入那地雷区一样就是担心会被这些虚假、这些谎言所伤害。
There are people who would scheme and plot and plan to do you hurt and harm.
那当中有很多人都在那里就是想方设法的来伤害你，来就是破坏你。
In such situations, how would you feel?
在这样的状况里面，你会有什么感触呢？
Often you feel frustrated and you feel very helpless.
那许多时候你会感到很纳闷，很真的是不知所措，不知道该如何是好。
And sometimes you want to retaliate in the same way that they hurt you.
甚至有的时候你会想到说要就是用相同的方式来报复他们，因为他们伤害了你。
Especially to those who are closest to you, you know where all their weak spots are.
特别是那些跟你比较接近的你更是知道他们的弱点在哪里。
You know, Psalm 3 is a psalm where David perhaps described how he was running away from his son Absalom.
那我们知道说诗篇第三篇也是大卫在描述说他是怎么样的从他自己的儿子亚撒龙的手下逃离。
And Psalm number 4 could be also similar in tone.
那诗篇第四篇也可能是有相同的这样的个韵味。
Where the enemies that he described were not merely the Philistines or the enemies of God, but the enemies that he described were those who were closest to him, those whom he trusted.
他所描述的这些仇敌不只是说是非利士人，是说到说是神的仇敌。他所描述所讲论的这些仇敌也包括那些就是接近他那些他曾经信靠过的人。
Have you ever felt betrayed before?
你是否也曾经就是被人背叛过？
And then how hurt you feel and the bitterness that swells up within your heart.
你是何等的伤心在这样的一个情况里面你是感到何等的悲伤。
And what can you do?
你能做什么呢？
What should you do?
你应当做什么呢？
David says, stand in awe and sin not.
那大卫就说你应当畏惧，不可犯罪。
Now, no doubt that was an address to the sons of men. He's telling them to stop in their wicked ways.
在这里他虽然他是针对这些 他所说的这些上流人啊，当然是就是要他们停止这些，他也其实是告诉自己。
And this is where, yes, he's also saying to himself, yeah, he's also speaking this truth to himself, to stand in awe and sin not. While he's telling the sons of men, he's also describing this of himself.
那当他在这里来针对这上流人来说这话的时候，他其实也对着自己来说。
Where we need to remind ourselves to remember who God is.
那我们必须就是提醒自己，到底神是是何等的一位。
To tremble before God, that is the meaning of standing in awe.
那就是我们必须是颤抖的站在神的面前啊，这就是这里所说的应当畏惧的意思。
And while there are men who speak this falsehood and lies, they are addicted to their sin. We must not follow in their same way.
当这些人啊，他们都就是在那里说虚假的话啊，他们已经习惯性在捏造是非啊，我们却不应当来跟随他们所走的道路。
And this is where in verse 3 now David reminded himself of the Lord.
那就在第三节啊，大卫就提醒自己转眼来就是依靠神。
Now David here says, but know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself.
那在第三节这里大卫说知道说神已经耶和华已经分别千乘人归他自己。
Now this is a word of reminder.
那这是一个提醒的话。
A reminder to the son of man.
就是提醒这些上流人。
Reminder that God is the one who has separated his own unto himself.
那提醒他们神已经把属自己的分别出来来归于自己。
And it serves both as a rebuke to the ungodly and a comfort and encouragement to the righteous.
那这同时是就是要来责备这些不敬虔的这些上流人，也同时给予敬虔属神的人一些的安慰。
This word to set apart here is a very interesting word that is also used in the book of Exodus.
那在这里所说的分别的这个词呢是非常有趣的。那它也是被就是在出埃及记当中被使用。
In the book of Exodus, we have the very wonderful picture where God separated the cattle of Israel from the cattle of Egypt.
那我们在出埃及记当中，我们看到说，非常有趣的就是神把那些属于以色列的这些牲畜跟属于埃及人的牲畜是分开来的。
When the plague came upon the cattle, the cattle of Israel were protected, whereas the cattle of the Egyptians died.
当就是这些灾难来临的时候，那他是伤害到就是在埃及的属埃及人的这些牲畜，但是属于以色列的牲畜却没有受到任何的伤害。
It describes how God sets apart for special care.
我们就看到说神是怎么样的把一些分别出来特别的来照管。
And now David responded to the people by telling them how he knew that God cares for him.
那因此大卫在这里就有这样的一个回应，就是来让他们知道说神是怎么样的来照管他们。
You know, sometimes in dealing with the covetousness of men, or even the misunderstandings or the accusations of men, we really do not have to be so troubled rushing to and fro to defend ourselves.
我们许多时候其实我们在面对一些人这样的一个贪婪的心，或者说他们在捏造一些是非来伤害我们的时候，那我们其实不需要那样的忙于说要怎么样的来应对他们，就是带着惧怕的心来这手忙脚乱的来应对他们。
How we can respond is simply to tell them that we know God cares for us.
那其实我们当有的回应是，就是简单的告诉他们说，我们知道说神是看顾着我们的。
We can respond in that way if we know in our hearts that God cares for us.
那我们能够这样的回应，除非我们就是知道，真的是知道说，在心里面知道说神是这样的来照顾我们，我们就能够这样的回应。
We need to realize that we have very little control over what people say and what people think of us.
我们要知道说，我们实在是不能够左右那些人人要怎么样的想，或者说怎么样的来讲论我们。
Too often we are too concerned about what men thinks of us.
很多时候我们是太过于顾虑说人会怎么样的看待我们。
But do you see David how he took his mind and his thoughts away from the views and the impressions of men, and he saw how God has set him apart?
你有没有看到大卫是怎么样的把他的这样的一个思路心思抽离这样的一个状况，就是就是这些的人是怎么样的对待他，那么他是把自己的思念就是带离开那样的一个状况来思想神。
And he continues to say, "The Lord will hear when I call unto him."
那他继续就是说，说到说，神必定会垂听，如果他来向神。
Now by implication, this would also mean that the cries of the wicked would not be heard.
那同样的，他在这里要带出的另外一个意义就是说，那些邪恶的人他们的呼求是不会蒙垂听的。
When we go on our knees, we know that God hears our prayers.
当我们屈膝来祈求的时候，我们知道说神必定会垂听我们的祷告。
But don't worry, because you know ungodly men, they know that they cannot pray.
难道你不知道说那些不敬虔的人其实他们是不能够来祷告的？
Ungodly men, they know they dare not come before the presence of the Lord.
那些不敬虔的人，他们知道，他们也不敢来到这神的面前。
But David was not concerned about them. He was now concerned about how he can come before God and cry unto him.
那大卫不是在乎他们的状况是他们是怎么样，而是在乎他自己是怎么能够怎么样的来到神的面前，来向神来哭诉。
That was his comfort and his security.
那这是他所得的安慰，他所得的保障。
And then in verse 4 and verse 5, he then now says, "Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still."
那因此在第四节他就这么说，你们应当畏惧，不可犯罪，在床上的时候要心里思想，并要肃静。
Now this was an address to the sinners.
这是针对这些犯罪的人来说的。
He's telling them to fear the Lord and stop sinning.
他是在呼吁他们，就是来惧怕神，敬畏神，然后不再犯罪。
And then he asked them to speak to their own heart.
他也叫他们就是对自己的心来说话。
This speaking to your own heart or commune with your own heart describes to search your heart thoroughly in self-reflection.
那这里所说的要心理思想，就是要他们真的是扪心自问就是清楚的来查验。
And then he asked them to be still, that is to humble themselves.
那他也要他们肃静也就是说要谦卑自己。
Now this is an address to sinners.
这是针对那些犯罪的人来说的。
And are there any in our midst who are living in sin in such a manner?
那我们当中是不是也有人就是像这样子活在罪中呢？
Are there some who can be said to be like the sons of men described here?
那是不是我们当中也有人所犯的罪就像这些这里所描述的这些上流人呢？
You are those who love vanity and emptiness.And you speak lies.
那你是那些喜爱这些虚假虚无的，那你也说虚假的话，讲论谎言。
And then you are so comfortable in your sin, you don't feel any remorse or guilt.
你在这样的一个罪恶的当中，还 感到安然自在，你一点都不感到任何的就是忧伤或者是任何的苦楚。
David says you must tremble before God.
大卫说你当就是在神的面前来颤抖来惧怕。
Do you know who God is?
你知道神是谁吗？
Do you know how he searches the heart?
你知道他是如何的查验我们的心思吗？
Do you constantly speak to your own heart, examine yourself?
你是不是常常就是心里这样的思想来自我的来省察呢？
Have you wandered away from the Lord?
你是不是已经远离了主呢？
Do you know where you are standing before God?
你知不知道自己就是走在何等的光景里呢？
And he says, be still means stop arguing with God.
那在这里他说肃静，也就是说叫他不要再跟神来争论。
Stop giving excuses for your pride.
啊，不要再为自己的高傲来找任何的借口。
You know these things that you have spoken against other men falsely.
啊，你也知道你自己在这些一些的事情上就是用虚假的话来伤害了一些人。
But for those whom others have spoken against you falsely, be still as well.
那至于那些如果你面对一些人用虚假的事情来毁谤来伤害你你也当肃静。
Fear the Lord.
敬畏神。
And make sure you do not respond in sin.
确保我们就是不用罪来回应。
Speak to your own hearts. Examine yourself. If some of these things that this ungodly man may say may even be true.
那我们要在心里面来思想，那要来查验自己的内心。那或许这些上流人、这些罪人、罪恶的人，他们所说的当中也有一些是真实的。
And in verse 5, David then says, "Now turn to the Lord."
那因此在第五节大卫就说应当来依靠神。
Where he says here, offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord.
那他在这里第五节说当献上公义的祭又当依靠耶和华。
That is, now they have to turn back to the Lord.
那他们也就是说叫他们转眼来依靠神。
Again, this is both a call to the unrighteous and also to David's own heart.
那同样的，这不但是对那些不义就是不敬虔的人来发出呼吁大卫也是这样的来勉励在自己内心来勉励自己。
To those who have been walking and living in sin, he now calls them to turn back to the Lord to offer the sacrifices of righteousness.
那对于那些就是走在罪恶道路上那些犯了罪的人，那他在这里呼吁他们当献上公义的祭来回转来归向神。
But to David himself, he's saying, place your trust in the Lord.
那对大卫他自己，他就是勉励自己说要继续就是依靠耶和华。
Sin has really made this world such a complicated place.
罪使到我们所处的世界是那样的错综复杂。
Oftentimes it's so confusing because of all the schemes and the manipulations of men.
那许多时候都是因为一些人的各样的这些邪恶的这些念头，这些各样的这些诡计，而使到一切都显得很复杂。
Are you tired because of all these things?
你是不是因着这些而感到疲惫了？
Are you tired also perhaps because you are those who have indulged and participated in these things?
你是否也是因为自己也参与了这些事情而感到心疲力尽呢？
You know the people whom you have hurt.
你也知道你伤害了哪一些人。
And this is why you cannot say as David said, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep.
那也因着这样你就不能够像大卫这里所说的你使我心里 你使我必安然躺下睡觉，你不能够这么说。
Are there many reasons why you are restless?
你之所以不能够就是好好的休息，是不是有什么特别的原因呢？
David says now, tremble before the Lord.
因此大卫在这里说，让我们在神的面前来颤抖，来惧怕。
It's an interesting thing how the trembling before the Lord can bring this kind of peace.
那我们有趣的就是到底为什么这样的在神的面前来颤抖，能够带来这样的一些平安呢？
But giving honor and glory to God, recognizing His majesty and His greatness, you tremble before Him.
那你就是带着一个对神，就是他的伟大，他的荣耀，你来尊荣他，带着这样的一个心态，你在他的面前来颤抖。
Today there's not enough of fear for the Lord.
今天我们实在看到，就是对神的这样的一个敬畏，实在是很稀少的事情。
And one of the sad truths is that people now they think that they fear no one, they fear no man, they fear no government, and they don't even fear God.
那更可悲的是，我们看到说，现在有许多人，他们认为说，他们真的是毫无惧怕的，他们不怕人，不怕政府，也不怕任何的事情，他们甚至对神也不惧怕。
Now this trembling before the Lord, indeed, it is where you recognize that God is the holy and righteous judge.
那这样的一个对神，就是畏惧，你是其实是知道说，承认说神是圣洁的一位，神是圣洁的审判者。
But this trembling before the Lord also comes with great assurance.
那这样的一个在神的面前的畏惧，也带给我们，就是有这样的一个非常大的这样的一个把握。
Because David spoke of how God has now set him aside for himself.
那因为大卫在这里，他就是说到说，神已经把他分别归于自己了。
And that God has placed gladness in his heart.
而神也把这样的一个欢喜快乐安置在他心里面。
That in the seeking of the Lord, in being still before the Lord can bring about such a gladness within our hearts.
那当他在追寻神的时候，在神的面前来肃静的时候，这些都能够带给他心中的快慰欢喜。
And David compares this gladness to a kind of gladness that is more than in a time of harvest.
那大卫就把这个来跟丰收的时候，收割的时候的那个欢喜快乐来做一个比较。
And oftentimes during ancient times, or even in some agricultural nations, whenever there's a great harvest, you see how the people would rejoice with a great joy.
那往往在这些古时代，甚至是现今的时代，这些务农的国家，当他们在收成的时候，你会看到说人们是何等的欢喜雀悦。
They will have a feast and they will have festivals to rejoice this on this great day.
他们就会大摆宴席，开盛会，就是为着欢庆，为着这样的一个美好的时日来欢喜快乐。
But coming before the Lord, David says that he has a joy that is greater than all these kind of festivals.
那大卫在这里说，他能够来到神的面前，他能够所能够得到的这些欢喜快乐，是远过于像这一类的，就是庆丰收的这样的一个欢喜快乐。
When you tremble before the Lord, the light of God's countenance will shine before you.
那如果你在神的面前来颤抖、来惧怕的话，那神的脸光所发出的荣耀光辉就会照耀在你的身上。
When you stand in awe before the Lord, you can have peace because you will fear no one else.
当你站在神的面前的时候，你就肯定会有平安，因为你不再惧怕任何其他的了。
You don't have to fear all these false accusations. What will happen to me? All these rumors that they are being spread around. What will happen to my reputation? You don't have to fear any of these things.
那你就不需要再为着那些被传开的这些谎言来害怕、来惧怕。 你也不需要再为着这些所捏造的这些谎言、这些的毁谤会造成你名誉上怎么样的损失来感到惧怕了。
These men have taken the empire of David away from tried to take away the empire away from David.
在这里我们知道说，大卫所面对的这些人，他们甚至是就是把大卫的国度给夺去了。But
when you tremble before the Lord, He is your comfort, your security, and your assurance.
当你是在神的面前来惧怕的话，他就成为了你的安慰。 你的保障,
and there we can rest in safety.
在那里你就能够真是安然的来休息了。What
would you give to have a good night's rest?
那你当做什么好叫你能够在晚间能够有美好的睡眠呢？
What is the extent that you would go to just get a good night's rest?
你会怎么样的去 寻找或者说去为自己来换取得到一个安然晚间能够安然的睡觉呢？
Maybe you have various methods, some things to eat before you sleep.
那可能你有不同的方式，有一些人想到说，先吃饱了，就在睡觉之前先吃饱。
Or you put some aroma therapy.
或者你是放一些的熏香，用这些 香料的疗法,
or you read some book,
又或者是你去读一些的书刊,
you try to find some way to get rest.
你想方设法要让自己能够休息,
but this restlessness is not so much a physical thing as it is because of all the different things you have to deal with in the world.
然后这些你不能够就是 安然的来睡觉，你不能够有这样的一个平安，其实不能够来入眠睡觉，其实很多时候不只是身体上的事情，而是在你心里面，在你所面对的世界上的这些事情困扰着你。Where
then can you find rest?
那你要去哪里才能够找到那真正的平安呢？
Is it because you have sinned that creates this restlessness in your heart?
你是不是因为犯了罪而使到你心里面就是不能够平静下来呢？
Then come before the Lord and seek Him.
如果是这样的话，你就当来到神的面前来寻求他。
Is it because of the wickedness of others that has caused this restlessness?
是不是因着其他人的邪恶的作为而使到你不安呢？
Then tremble and stand in awe before the Lord.
那如果是这样，你就应当来畏惧，就是
God's people need to have the fear of God today.
神的子民，今天神的子民应当就是对神有这样的一个敬畏的心。But
be comforted because the fear of the Lord brings rest.
然后我们要得着安慰，因为我们对神就是敬畏神，我们就能够得到平安。Let
us pray.
我们一起祷告。O
Lord, our God.
主啊，我们的神啊，
Thou art the great and the mighty God.
你是那伟大全能的神。
All things are within your control.
一切都在你的掌控里面。
Indeed, there are words that are spoken by ungodly men.
的确，有一些不敬虔的人，他们说了一些的言论。
These are words of vanities and lies.
这些 就是虚妄这些虚假的言论。
And sometimes these words may be spoken against thy people.
有的时候这些虚假的言论，他们也会用来攻击你的子民。
At times it creates so much unrest in our hearts.
有的时候这些会使到我们心中就感到不平。
O Lord, thou knowest what the enemies are that surrounds us.
主啊，你知道围绕着我们周围的是哪一些的仇敌。
And sometimes we become so troubled by these things.
我们有的时候因着这些，就是感到困扰。
O Lord, we pray that thou will help us to just come before thee, to tremble before thee, and to humble our hearts before thee.
主啊，我们求主你帮助我们，让我们来到您面前，让我们在你面前来畏惧，让我们真的是在你的面前来谦卑。
Help us to know that thou art God.
求主让我们被提醒，主你是那伟大的神。
That even what may happen or what may be spoken, we would still be still.
无论是什么事情要发生，人是怎么样的用话语来伤害我们，让我们仍然能够在你面前来肃静。
We thank thee that thou givest thy beloved sleep.
主，我们感谢你，你把这样的一个安眠赐给了我们。
How we can rest quiet in thee.
让我们能够在你里面能够有这样的一个平静。
So comfort the hearts of thy people this morning.
主啊，我们求主你在今天早晨就安慰你子民的心。
If there be some who are troubled by the cares of this world.
如果当中有一些人为这世上的思虑来忧虑的话，你安慰他们。
If some are restless because of sin, then we pray, O Lord, that thou will help us to turn back and seek thee.
我们当中若有一些人因为犯罪而心里不安，求主你就帮助我们，让我们能够回转，来归向你。
That in thee we can find our rest.
因为在你里面，我们就能够得到寻找到我们当得的这个。平安。
We pray and ask all these things in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告，是奉靠救主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.